From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. A small group of Republican senators could hold the key to how the Senate impeachment trial plays out. Among them, Utah Senator Mitt Romney. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more on what he's signaled so far during the trial.
Senate Democrats need four Republicans to vote with them in order to call witnesses, subpoena documents, and remove President Trump. Romney could be one of those swing votes. He's been an outspoken critic of Trump and has said he wants to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton and possibly other witnesses. But Romney released a statement Monday night saying he wouldn't vote to call witnesses until after opening arguments. Indeed, on Tuesday, he voted against Democratic amendments to call witnesses and supported Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's trial rules. Romney criticized the Democrats' responses to those rules in an interview with CNN on Tuesday.
I think the Democrats make a mistake when they cry outrage time and time again. If everything is an outrage, then nothing is an outrage.
He has also promised to keep an open mind during the trial. Utah's other senator, Republican Mike Lee, also opposed Trump's run for president in 2016. But unlike Romney, he's come to the president's defense. He told Politico in December, quote, "What he did was not impeachable, it was not criminal, and I don't think what he did was even wrong." Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Senator Romney introduced legislation today that would require e-cigarette companies to pay user fees to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The Resources to Prevent Youth Vaping Act would use those fees to strengthen oversight and awareness of e-cigarettes and their dangers, especially for young people. The bipartisan bill is co-sponsored by a number of other senators. A companion effort will be introduced in the House. Therapists are now banned from practicing conversion therapy on LGBT youth in Utah after a new rule took effect last night. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
The new rule bars mental health professionals from trying to change a child's sexual orientation or gender identity. As a teenager, Nathan Daly went through conversion therapy, which has been widely debunked by major health organizations. After 7 months, Daly attempted suicide.
I'm really happy to hear that youth are protected from this practice and that families in the future will not have to deal with the effects of conversion therapy. It's hard to deal with. It's hard to address. It's hard to talk about. And it's hard to heal from.
Two Republican lawmakers tried to ban the practice last year, but a handful of their socially conservative colleagues gutted the bill. So Governor Gary Herbert pushed the ban through a different avenue, a licensing rule for therapists. Utah is now the 19th state and one of the most conservative in the country to ban the practice on children. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
Utah Senate President Stuart Adams and House Speaker Brad Wilson responded today to a referendum on tax reform. In a statement, they said they, quote, recognize the current tax reform plan created concern for some Utahns, and the legislature remains committed to crafting solutions. Organizers said on Tuesday they had far surpassed the amount of signatures needed to get the referendum on November's ballot. The Salt Lake City Council has appointed Darren Mono to fill the District 5 council seat vacated by newly elected Mayor Aaron Mendenhall. That district includes the Ballpark, Liberty Wells, Central 9th, and East Liberty Park neighborhoods. Mono, one of 28 candidates who applied for the position, was sworn in last night. He has a background in architecture and city planning and was an assistant professor at the University of Utah. He'll serve on the council until the end of January 2022. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.